Because of a lot of requests, we're going to run through again the opening remarks of John Fashanu in the 10 minutes Argentina-Nigeria game. Here we go. John, there's no pattern to this game. Both sides are going straight for goal. So there's your pattern, Alice, there, right there. Maradona, he's been through drugs, he's been through drink, he's been through women, and he's still fit and well. I think we should all look at our lives. To which John Motson said, I'm quite happy with mine as it is, thank you, John. And then he said, John Motson, this was, offside, they'll have to watch out for that. He also said, there's 15 minutes gone, still plenty of time to go. This is for our national game, being broadcast to millions, by the way, Alice. Maradona's the one to watch. And also at one point, there was a gaff, and he went, exciting, isn't it, John? And there was no reply. He didn't say anything. But the best by far, well, we've had 15 shots in 40 minutes. 40 minutes, Fash. What do you make of that, Fash? Which is a lot. A lot in terms of footballing shots.
I'm in Trowbridge in Wiltshire.
What do you want to tell us, Jeremy?
Well, it's that commentary last night from John Fashion.
Yes, let us celebrate your reflect and neglect and etc. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I was a bit of a killer at half-time. John Fashion said to John Motson, well, I think there's going to be lots of goals in the second half and they're going to come from Argentina or Nigeria.
Oh, Nigeria. Did see, this is not just a sort of glorified radio Coleman Balls column here. This was all in one game, and this I just find so appalling because, yes, Barry Davis, of course, whom God preserve, and certainly on Sky, who are not there, Martin Tyler and the great Andy Gray. And I'm not asking for everyone to be a new hip gunslinger, punk rock takes over sports department, because God knows they're the last best sports departments on television, the last bastion of like slack, feeble, smug, shoddy, empty crest, lumbering, cliche, lame brain, semi-Masonic outrage is what they are, right? There's your sports departments right there. But however, what I want, just occasionally people in commentary to reflect my experience, I say our experience of football matches. I was at the World Cup game last week. It is the most overwhelming piece of theatre. Nobody in the ground was talking like this. There was nobody turning to their friend and saying, we've had 15 shots in. Nobody speaks like that. So why isn't that? Why isn't the theatre, the moment, reflective? And why, out of all the world, do they choose Fashanu and Motson to sit together on one of the most exciting, passionate games to deal with it dispassionately?
Okay, come on, Danny. Anything's better than Ron Atkinson.
No, Ron's quite funny. Ron's all right. No, Ron's got an angle. He may not, I'm not asking, as I say, for the people to be turned out of the temple here. You've got to leave some pillars going. But all I ask is a little angle. No angle at all there, apart from a meeting where they said, wouldn't it be good to have John Fashanu doing the Nigerian match and sticking with John Motson? John Motson, who, as we all know, here's Barry Davis's view of things. Barry Davis will say, well, that was absolutely appalling, amateurish nonsense. There's no place at a World Cup game like this. John Motson's version of the same event, well, I wonder when he looks back at the replay if he feels he should have done better. There's no such language, there's no such dispassion anywhere in the world.